in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. Thank you to our friends at Homefield. Thank you to you, the subscriber and listener. By going to phantomisland.show, you will receive this entire episode and not just the little snippet that your free preview gang is going to get. Today, we are going to answer questions on the single wing. It is just me. My name is Stephen Godfrey. We are going to talk about... What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a re-ranking of Big 12 jobs in advance of potential openings there. I'm going to answer the Lane Kiffin question and get that out of the way. I picked one of the Virginia Tech questions to answer. And then we're going to talk about buyout culture. We're going to talk about a couple personal things, you guys sent in. But yeah, that's it. And the definition of rivalry games. So let's get to it. As always, phantomisland.show. Thank you for your support. We'll have much more in the way of announcements coming up soon. Some new stuff coming on the premium feed. We're dusting some things off. We're debuting some things. We're at work on, three things right now. Three big things in the Phantom Island universe. And you get all of those first and some of those exclusive by going to phantomisland.show, becoming a subscriber. If you are a subscriber, I believe it's called Supporter Plus. That was just the base setting on Memberful. We didn't come up with those witty monikers. You get to submit questions like these folks here did. So I'm going to get right into it. We're going to go ahead and start. We're going to start with a light one. I kind of need it to warm up today. Struggling a little bit. It's a late morning on a Sunday. But in season, I'm always working on Sundays. That's not the problem. Just trying to find some energy. All right, Matthew. Hey, let's keep it lighthearted. It's week three, after all. Could you go back, if you could go back in time and attend any college football game in the 21st century, which one would it be and why? Whew. This isn't really one that you can kind of like study for, this kind of question. My first reaction was maybe out of character for me because it's the most mainstream, kind of like one of the most talked about games ever, which is the Texas-USC Rose Bowl. Does that seem – it feels like that's off-brand for your G5 guy. But there was something about that game. I think there's something very cinematic about that game. And going back and, like, looking at the different videos and documentaries, there's been multiple. I'm pretty sure I worked on something at Secret Base, one retrospective about that team. I worked on a Vince Young thing. That's what it was. The photography, all of it, it just sort of looks filmic. So that was my first answer, but it's not the coolest, is it, at all? It's definitely not like a hyper unique one. But that's kind of the one I think I should lead with because that was the first thing that came to mind. And I'm being very honest. I think it would have been funny to do the Clemson blowout of Alabama, that national title game. That would be one where I wouldn't mind being in like a throng of reporters sort of all getting the same thing. Like that's one where I'm like I feel like the lulls were high on that one, to use internet parlance. That's definitely one that I would have gone to. I would have some of the more internet sort of like are aughts to early teens like meme culture games. Baby, I'm Burning, which was, I believe, 17 years ago last weekend. Like, as you listened to this, it was a week ago, and what was it, 17 years ago? September 12th, that Auburn 3, Mississippi State 2. Like, how hilarious would it be if that came up in casual conversation and someone could just turn around and be like, oh, we were there. That's just as appealing as saying, like, oh, I want to be at the Vince Young Rose Bowl. Like, probably better because you probably could have, like, dug up a better story. App State, Michigan, sure. I think the answer is, like, a sweet spot between the mega, mega game that everybody talks about, whatever it might be, and then something sort of a kind of more silly meme one. You know, there's not one on a personal level. It was very, I'm probably skewed by perception. There's no either. I probably am skewed by perception, but I still think the most important game in so many ways of the last, was it 25 questions? Was the Ohio State Alabama Sugar Bowl. And I was there. The subsequent national title game, not as important in seismic, very interesting to go. Army breaking Navy streak was like one that, had I not been there, I'd be like, oh man, what would that have been like to sort of feel that energy? Kick six to feel that energy. I wish I could have witnessed that athletic feat in person, because I don't know, we're in like a 4K television era where we can watch almost any game on television. It doesn't feel like your FOMO on the actual play or the event. It's more the energy of the moment and the physical presence of like being at, oh, another great one, talking about sort of the physical energy of a moment and feeling a crowd go haywire. The 7 overtime Texas A&M LSU game. I wish I'd been at that. Last year's clean old-fashioned hate. I wish I had been at that. Feeling when you have so many human beings exerting emotion nonstop, like in a high, like in a full stress output for 3 hours, for 4 hours, for 5 hours. It works like a wave, like a wave pool. And you feel the ups and the downs and the exasperation and just that, like, it's infectious as all hell. That's definitely the kind of stuff that I remember. I don't really remember like, oh, it would have been great to see the really dominant LSU team in 2019 or this particular, like, the best Alabama defense or whatever. Like, that's fine and good and all that, but it's not the same as just like, oh my God, can you believe, you know, X? Can, like, to see people in the process of knowing they're witnessing a unique moment that is incredibly either exuberant or painful. That's the shit, man. That's why you get into that. Which all of this goes back to, and if you're a longtime listener, you've heard me talk about, you know, the game that made me a sports writer or made me pursue this profession was 2003 LSU at Ole Miss. And it's not the game. I mean, it was an amazing game, 17-14, two missed field goals by the Lou Groza winner, guy named Jonathan Nichols, Matt Mauch. Pick six starts the scoring in that game. Like, Saban goes on to win his first title because of that game. So there's a lot there football-wise, but it was the unhinged atmosphere and the emotional stakes and the way the crowd rose and fell, all that, you know. Yeah, that's the shit, man. That's why you're there. At least that's why I'm there. I shouldn't use the present tense because I don't really go to a lot of games anymore. I, towards the end of my SB Nation or Banner time, I would just go to games, and I guess you could say it was like vibes only, or it was just, I'm going to kind of goof around. As long as I hadn't like, it wasn't a major game and we were like spend travel money. If I was just like, hey, I'm going to pop over to here this weekend, drive over and check this thing out, I would start tweeting about or putting in a Slack, whatever it was that we were doing, that like, however we were set up at Banner that time, where it was just like, all right, we're going to like, oh, this weird thing happened on the sideline, or oh, the fans have responded this way or whatever. And I realized like I was as addicted to covering the culture of the thing as I was the thing, which I feel like kind of tracks with my career. So my answer was a super easy one, followed by a couple of sort of stranger ones. And then I'm going to think of some like incredibly goofy bastard, like trouble with the snap or whatever, like moment you just wish you'd sort of been there for as like an, oh my God, kind of thing. And it'll drive me nuts when we go off the air. I'll be like, oh my God, I should have mentioned blank or whatever. I mean, I could just say like some Montana State game in the snow or something, which is a valid answer too. I have been lucky enough to bear witness to a handful of really great moments. So, you know, that's more than most. Most people just follow their team. They don't get to go around the country and do what I did. You know, I've also borne witness to Clemson blanking Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl, where I was so desperate for something to do that I just started walking around the corridors and the sidelines and stuff in like the third quarter, just looking for a unique thing or an angle. So, yeah. Shout out to the Gene Chizik loss at Vanderbilt 2012. where it was significant enough that I left the press box in the third quarter and posted up outside. There used to just be one area where the visiting fans would come in and out of. What do you call it? What do you call the concrete walkway that works like a corkscrew up? It's not a tarmac. No, that's the incorrect word. Is it a breezeway? No, a breezeway would imply that it was straight and that a breeze was coming through and it was open. I wonder what that's called. Anyway, portal. All the Auburn fans are coming down, and I was kind of picking them off one by one and asking them questions about sort of their incredulity in the moment. They, you know, 2 years removed from a national title. Those, like, I'll remember doing that for as long as I can keep my memory, and I have far less like specific memories of some conference championship game that I went to, right? So that's how I work. All right, Jeff. Hey there, it's Godfrey. You probably heard me just read out maybe like part of a question or someone's name. That's because this is the cutoff. This is the end of your free preview. Feel free to check out the entire episode by becoming a subscriber today at phantomisland.show. You can get all the single wings, all the numbers and words, all the we're not all like this, all the access, early exclusive access to new projects that are going on at Phantom Island. Big stuff coming on your way. But only if you're a subscriber. So go to phantomisland.show, become a supporter today. And there's a tier that allows you to submit questions for this show, for the single wing. So go today, phantomisland.show.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.